The Summer Fair from the Baltimore Shakespeare Factory is a double bill in a sense of Romeo and Juliet and the Merry Wives of Windsor, starting June 28th, running through to mid-August with the two in tandem. This will be at the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre. I have in the studio the two directors, Tom DeLise taking care of Merry Wives and Anne Hammontree doing Romeo and Juliet. And Tom, as the artistic director as well, how do these two fit into your mission of wanting to cover every single play that Shakespeare ever wrote?
So we've already done Romeo and Juliet twice, as a matter of fact. And so now we're coming back where we're going to do Merry Wives of Windsor, which is a play we have not done.
So a bit of both in this instance. So, of course, there is a lot of lighthearted levity in Romeo and Juliet, Anne. One thinks of Mercutio, of course, and there the ball scenes and the nurse. But nevertheless, it is a tragedy. So how does that fit into a summer ethos?
It is Shakespeare's most recognized work. So we like to play the truth of the play, which is it's very, very funny until tragedy strikes, and then it moves south quite quickly.
So what directorial idea are you bringing into this? I know that the company is all about the words and all about the truth, but nevertheless, it has a director. So mm-hmm. What is your vision for this?
Well, to play the truth as honestly as possible and to not let things get in the way. So the costumes are going to be very clean, kind of a blend of modern with a touch of the old world, rapiers and daggers, lots of fun sword play. But really, it's to play the truth of the words and have young, energetic actors to define that truth, whatever that means to them.
So, Tom, we have Elizabeth I to thank for Merry Wives, don't we?
Well, that's the rumor. The rumor is that Elizabeth wanted to see Falstaff in Love after the Henry IV plays and ordered Shakespeare to write a play. And supposedly he had to write it in like 14 days. And so that's an explanation for why Merry Wives is in like 88% prose and only about 12% verse, which is very different from what Shakespeare normally did. So I don't know if I buy the theory personally, but I know that's the one of them that floats out there.
I tend to think of this play kind of in terms of opera buffo, and it's not only because of Verdi's opera. I think really it sort of has that feeling.
Yeah, I would say that. And one of the things we've been talking about as a cast is that it's almost like a sitcom, you know, whereas Romeo and Juliet has these great deep themes to think about. There's really not a whole lot of great deep themes to think about in The Merry Wives of Windsor. There's just a lot of fun. And if people, you know, are going to see just a fun play, which literally a laugh-a-minute play, Merry Wives is it. So I think it gets a really unfair rap from a lot of people as being a poor play. I think it's, I'll put it to this way, I think it's great theater.
This is a wonderful pairing taking place for the summer of Romeo and Juliet starting on June the 28th and then following with Merry Wives of Windsor, which will run through August 18th. This is in the Great Hall Theatre at St. Mary's Community Centre. And more details are on the website Baltimore Shakespeare Factory. And it's been such a pleasure to speak to the two directors taking care of Romeo and Juliet, Anne Hammontree, and Merry Wives, Tom DeLise. Wishing you a very happy summer and a great couple of plays.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Judith.